Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
That's what I tell them. I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And I'm really excited about this one to have my guy, Mr. Dave Burgess on, a great man doing some great stuff, and excited to dive in and share his story and share who he is. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Hey, Chip, I'm excited to be on the show. Can't wait to do this and love the Success Chronicles and excited to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind, I know off air we talked about, you know, your journey and, you know, a little bit of who you are and where you're from. But if you don't mind, you know, sharing some of that with the audience so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in San Diego, California, and my gateway drug into education was I was a basketball coach. In fact, my first job as an educator, first job as a human being, is I worked 3 summers for John Wooden at the John Wooden basketball camps in Thousand Oaks, California. So at a formative time in my life, I worked 3 consecutive summers, week after week after week, for John Wooden at his basketball camps. Got to see him do his pyramid success with the campers and the parents every week to start off. And then with the parents would go home, and then we would stay with the kids all week and work on basketball fundamentals, UCLA high post offense, all that kind of stuff. So I got to learn from the best. My first job in a school system is I was hired as a basketball coach before I even had a teacher credential. Loved working with the kids so much, I went back to night school, got my teacher credential, and eventually got so obsessed with teaching, left the coaching behind, and that's where it all started.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you don't mind now, something that you have on your top there and something that you do, tell them a little bit about that pirate business. What's that about?
Yeah, for sure. So several years into teaching, one day my department chair came and met me for lunch. And he said, you know what? I just got put on the professional development committee for the district. And I thought to myself, how cool would it be if you put together a workshop based on some of that crazy stuff you did in your room that nobody understands? And so, and then he said something that changed my life, though. He said, but I don't think you can. I think that your success is kind of you. I think it's personality driven. Well, I got upset by that. I took it as a challenge. I'm like, sign me up to do one of those workshops. I'll do one of those workshops. So I signed up to do a full day workshop for the peers in my district. I wasn't smart and chose like a 1 hour session. I signed up to do a full day workshop, right? And I drove away from that meeting going like, oh my God, what have I just done? I don't have a workshop. I don't have any of this written down. I don't have it organized in any fashion. And so I got relentless about writing down everything I did in my classroom that I thought was successful, but then that wasn't good enough because that's what I do. I had to take it a step back further and try to come up with where did these ideas come from to begin with. And every time I traced back, it always came back to the same thing. It was the same questions that I was asking about my lessons that other people weren't asking about their lessons. So I began to compile them one after another. And so eventually I had 170 different questions. I turned it into a workshop, but I had a problem. I wanted to have a theme. I wanted to be able to model and demonstrate in my workshop what I do in my classroom. Like, I wanted teachers to feel what it was like to be drawn in by these ideas. I wanted to do it to them. And so I was trying to create a theme. Because if you think about it, it's a lot of pressure. Like, if you write a workshop description that says that you're going to teach teachers how to create a wildly and outrageously engaging classroom that has kids knocking down the walls to get in, you better have a pretty dang good workshop. Like, if you're going to bill yourself as the engagement person, you better have a pretty engaging workshop. Well, pirates appeal to me because pirates are unconventional. They're willing to reject the status quo. They're willing to sail into uncharted waters with no guarantee of success. They're risk takers, rebels, mavericks. And so I wanted to embrace that spirit of being a pirate. And in addition to that, pirates are known for having hooks. And this was all about how you could hook students and draw them in almost magically or magnetically into what you're doing in your rooms. And then I'm abnormally obsessed with acronyms, as many educators are. So the first thing I did is I turned the page sideways. I wrote P-I-R-A-T-E down the page. I tried to generate an acronym. I knew I wanted to talk about passion and enthusiasm. And there the P and the E were sitting at the beginning and the ends of the word, like the cornerstones of it. And I knew I wanted to talk about building rapport with kids and sort of being the heart of teaching. There the R was sitting in the center. Never look back. Did the workshop that summer in my own district. And then I began to go anywhere where anyone would listen to me to talk about these ideas. So Teach Like a Pirate was born as a workshop. People all have heard about the book, but listen, I was doing this for 5-6 years before the book. Like sometimes people, like when they see somebody who's made it, they like think it was an overnight success. I was out pumping it, conference to conference to conference, for 6 years before the book came out. And then when Teach Like a Pirate came out, you know, had the good fortune to have it go viral and kind of move around. And this is almost surreal to tell you this, Chip, but this little book, I wrote it at my house, published it from the kitchen table. And now this little book has been translated into Korean, two forms of Chinese, Russian, Spanish, and we've sold over 500,000 copies of it from the house. And so it's been this wild ride. And then what happened next is also surprising. Other people started to come to us and say, like, because I was offered a contract for it way back in the day at the NCSS conference in Washington, D.C. A publisher sat in on my session, asked to meet with me afterwards, offered me a publishing contract. I read that publishing contract and I went straight up into my hotel room and I Googled publishing contracts because I thought she was trying to cheat me when I read it. I couldn't believe it. Like, who signs these things? And I'm like, the only thing missing to me was a ski mask and a gun. I couldn't believe it. And so after doing a ton of research, we decided not to sign it. And that's when we formed our own publishing company. Well, after Teach Like a Pirate went off, other people started to contact us and say, hey, we don't want to sign those contracts either. How are you doing this? I would tell them everything I did. There were still things that were holding people back. So we decided, you know what? It's time to disrupt this industry. Whenever you see an industry that's based on an outdated model, that means it's time for disruption. And that's how we felt about the publishing industry. That's how a lot of people feel about education right now too, right? And so we're like, we're gonna disrupt this thing. We're gonna start signing some of these people that I'm running across and we're gonna put their books out too. We know how to do it. We did it with Teach Like a Pirate. And so we started signing people. And then some of those projects started to take off, like The Innovator's Mindset with George Kuros, Kids Deserve It, Adam Welcome, Todd S. Lodi, Ditch That Textbook with Matt Miller, all the Alice Keeler Google Classroom products, and like all the, you know, we do Kim Bearden from the Ron Clark Academy, her books, like all these books started to take off. And then the whole thing flipped for us. And what was us going around handpicking some projects became a situation where now our inbox is flooded with manuscripts. And now we publish over 175 different books from educators from around the world.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so good. And just to hear the journey and, you know, how you talk about the grind and the work, you know, put in work for 5-6 years before, you know, it was even out. And like, people don't even know those things. You know, they see the glory, but they don't know the story, right?
It's exactly the truth. Or they'll say like, hey, I can't get the fees that I want for speaking right now. I'm like, fees? You know how long I spoke for free? You know how many conferences I went to just because I wanted to get in front of people? And I knew if I can get in front of people, I could get the next one. And if I can get in front of those people, I could get the next one. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that you build it. Sometimes you have to really go back to the beginning of the story to see where all this stuff happened.
The grind, that's it. Yeah. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
So I think that I'm going to use kind of the three that we talked about. So first of all, creating that workshop. I had never done it before. And that's where it all started. Putting in the hard work, the effort, that initial push to create the Teach Like a Pirate workshop, which eventually sprung into all this kind of stuff, right? The second thing is making that leap to write the book. And looking back on it, and also at that time, when I wrote that book, I was still teaching full time. And then the third thing was being willing to take the entrepreneurial risk to leave behind the paycheck and go and do this full time and to start to try to amplify the voices of other people. And so I knew when I wrote Teach Like a Pirate, I wasn't trying to write the encyclopedia of teaching, and I still don't see it that way. I was writing my story. I was telling my story, stuff that I thought that was you that I had done that was authentically useful and successful in the classroom. Like sometimes people will come up to me and say like, hey, how come you didn't write about this in the book? I don't see a lot of this in the book. And I tell them like, well, because I wasn't very good at it. This was my story. This is what I did that was successful. But I know that my story isn't the full story. So I needed to go out then and try to amplify the voices of other people who are doing some amazing things. And so being willing to take that entrepreneurial risk from just putting my stuff out to saying, like, you know what? No, this needs to be something that's bigger than me. It needs to be, we need to find other people and help them share their messages with the world. And so that's what my focus is now. I don't spend as much time promoting my stuff anymore. Now, almost full time, I'm out promoting other educators and their messages and trying to help them spread their messages.
So good. Well, just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the thing that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Okay, so my definition of success is borrowed from one of my early mentors that we already, John Wooden. And so here's John Wooden's definition of success. Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result, the self-satisfaction in knowing that you did your best to become the best that you were capable of becoming. So there's no benchmark, it's no certain number that you have to reach, there's no certain number of wins. It's the peace of mind. It's a direct result of that self-satisfaction and knowing that you did the best that you could. You lived up to your potential. That's what success is. So, like, from a coaching standpoint, if you look at two coaches, maybe one of them went 20 and one, and one of them went 1 and 20. Which coach was more successful? Well, we don't know by the records, because maybe that 20 and one coach, there's no way they should, with their talent, there's no way they should have lost that game. Like, how could they not have gone 21 and 0 with that talent? And that 1 and 20 coach, maybe you look at their team and go, how the heck did that coach win one game with that talent? Like, and so you can't look at a one loss record and tell me who the more successful coach is. And in fact, I don't know who gets credit for this one, but Chip, I know that you have a long history in coaching, and so this is one of my favorite. I wish I knew who to give the full credit to, but I'll tell you the story. A coach was asked after a season whether or not he thought that they had a successful season, and his answer was, I won't know for another 10 years. In other words, it wasn't about the win-loss record. It's about, like, what are these people that I coach going to become? What are they going to do in their lives? What are they going to do in their careers? How are they going to be as a family person, right? And so it was not about that season to that coach. It was about, what are these people going to become in their lifetime? That's the impact of a coach. That's the impact of a teacher. Teaching is about we have a mightier purpose than what outside forces would like to drag our attention towards. Standardized test scores, win-loss records, all these different things like that. That's not how you judge the impact of a teacher or a coach. Our impact can only, you can't measure a teacher's effectiveness with a standardized test score. Our effectiveness can only be measured through generations, because that's the kind of impact we have on students in the world.
Hearing you say that, I just have one word in response for that. And that word is boom. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Man, I love it. Well, I was going to say now to the fun part, but it's all been fun for me. But what I want to do is I want to throw out three words or phrases to you. And you just, tell me what comes to mind or heart when you hear these words or phrases. You good with that?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, so the first phrase is living and learning.
That's what it's all about, right there, is that it is not about that final destination. It's about the journey. It's about all the stuff that you, the person that you become along the way. And if at any point you think that you know it all, then that's where your progress stops. That's where the story ends for you. There's all progress. It's not outside of your comfort zone. So if you are never uncomfortable, then you are not growing to your full potential. And so it's always about keep having that mindset that I am a learner. And all of this that's going on around me, I do not have all the answers. I am constantly trying to learn along the way.
Love it, love it. All right, the second one is pirate.
Pirate. Yeah, that's right. Again, it's all about that spirit, that being willing to be unconventional and rejecting that status quo, be willing to stand, fight the cookie cutter. You don't have to fit in with the person across the hallway from you as an educator, or the person that's in the same business as you. Be willing to fight the cookie cutter, stand out on your own. And that's the way, as Seth Godin put it, like, you want to be a purple cow. You want to be a purple cow in the industry.
Love it, love it. All right, the last one, I'm going to pause a little bit before I give you this one because it's a pretty good one here. The last one is legacy.
Oh man, that's a big one.
Come on.
Yeah. So when you look back, what did you bring? What did you leave behind? It's not just about what did you do, but who have you empowered along the way? Who have you helped rise up to their full potential? And that's the same way, like one of the ways that you can judge coaches is by looking at the coaching tree that comes from them, right? So some coaches, you don't see any of their assistants go off and do anything else. It was all about their program and about them. And then some coaches you look at and you look at what happened to their coaching tree, where their offensive coordinators went, where their defensive coordinators went, where their people that came onto them just as like maybe a graduate assistant. And then now all of a sudden they have their own programs. And so they have a huge legacy that they have left behind as a coach. And so that's the way I look at the word legacy.
So good. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to have the opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and, you know, show you some love with all the amazing things you have going on.
Absolutely. Hey, so if you are a Twitter person, I am at Burgess Dave. My name just flipped around to Burgess Dave. If you are on Instagram, I am DBC_INC on Instagram. There you have to put up with some running and fitness posts too, but also education. And if you are a podcast listener, I got the Dave Burgess Show. So if you listen to the Dave Burgess Show podcast, I would love to have you as a listener, subscriber, and you can find me at DaveBurgess.com or DaveBurgessConsulting.com.
Awesome. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you, Chip. It was an honor to be on your show.
Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.